Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, with wheat harvest wrapped up around the state, Oklahoma State University grains market specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says right now we need to be focused on what's happening in the world production.
Well, I think what we've got to look at as we're going out in the long run is the production around the world. You know, the record world wheat production, the record corn production, the record soybean production. Production is increasing around the world. You've also got the value of the U.S. dollar. It's up in the 90s. You get the news media, if it starts down, that they say, well, things are going to be more expensive. But over the long term, that dollar value is about 80, 82. And when it's up in the 90s, that prohibits and makes our exports more costly. You can look at what's going on in China. China is, you know, they're just kind of like a gray box or a black box. You don't know what's coming out of there. You got the Ukraine. They're implementing some land reform that's going to impact production on down the road. You've got Brazil. They continue to bring acres into production. You got Romania and Pakistan exporting more wheat. And of course, India is changing their wheat marketing system that should improve the quality of that product.
What concerns you about the wheat crop?
Well, I think, again, it's production. And go to Ukraine with this land deal. 10 years ago, they produced 824 million bushels of corn. This year, 1.5 billion bushels. And also look at Brazil, what's going down there with their production. 10 years ago on corn, 3.2 billion bushels. Now, 4.6 billion. We've got Ukraine. We've got Brazil. We've got Romania. We've got Pakistan, these countries coming in, increasing production, improving their quality of product, and competing in that export market.
Any changes with soybeans?
Well, just the normal changes. Again, increased production in Brazil 10 years ago, 3 billion, now 5.3 billion bushels of corn. You got China coming in the bean market, and their demand for beans has increased dramatically. And China, how can you read what's going on in China? I think we can anticipate the increased production, but getting a handle on the demand is going to be difficult.
Any news on cotton?
Well, cotton's relatively stable right now. Now, it is a profitable commodity to produce, and when you got profit in a commodity, there will be changes because producers around the world, they'll see where the profit is, they'll determine where the profit is, and they will increase the production and take the profit out of it. So cotton's in good position right now. I don't see any changes quickly, but over time, we'll see some changes in cotton.
You always got to keep watching the markets.
To hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.